Back with you in hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are interactive and would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email me at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com and check out our podcast page. That is podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And also a quick hit. Hey, we got to promote our app. Our listeners, you know what? You guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. Stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. See, we make it so easy. And if you don't have an iOS or an Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to StreamYSR.com. That's StreamYSR.com. Internet connection, obviously, that is required, and normal data rates apply. Well, it is time, as promised, for a Super Bowl 50 recap as the Denver Broncos defense dominates the Carolina Panthers 24-10 at Levi's Stadium on Sunday. We are so delighted to have back with us from our network, Yahoo Sports Radio producer Chris Taylor, who played in the NFL for a total of 6 years. He played with the Houston Texans, the New England Patriots, and the New Orleans Saints. Very anxious to get his analysis on Super Bowl 50. Hey, thanks for huddling up with us on a Friday night.
No, thank you for having me back on. I feel special.
Oh, because you are special.
Because I'm back on. I'm special. I'm back on with the Big E. I'm special.
All right. It is awesome. It's a fabulous weekend. We're looking forward to it. Valentine's Day weekend. But I want to get your perspective. The Broncos defense pounded the Panthers offense, and Peyton Manning wins his second title. How are you going to remember Super Bowl 55, 10 years from now, Chris?
Well, it's probably that, like you said, the Denver Broncos defense. I mean, they were so dominant from the beginning. Cam Newton, he just didn't look like himself from the beginning. He looked spooked. He didn't have his swag there. You can just tell by looking at him that, you know, everything wasn't working on all cylinders. I mean, his guys were dropping the ball. You know, they were fumbling. His running backs were fumbling. He was fumbling. So, you know, just that defense, that Broncos defense dominating the Panthers offense.
You know, Cam Newton, 5 years in the league. Do you think the pressure got to him?
I don't know if the pressure got to him. I mean, he's used to being on the big stage. I mean, from high school to junior college to at Auburn winning a national championship and now in the pros. So he's used to being on that big stage. It's just I think a lot of the guys around him didn't come ready to play. They didn't step their games up.
Well, the guy that did come ready to play, of course, Peyton Manning, 18-year career in the league. And what a beautiful ending to the script. Now, obviously, we don't know what's going to ultimately happen. But 39 years of age, the oldest starting quarterback in Super Bowl history. I mean, as a former player, you've been a part of the league. I'm sure you've crossed ways with Peyton Manning. I mean, just reflect on his career, what it has meant to the NFL. I mean, it's a story of inspiration.
Yeah, it's a story of inspiration. And for me, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. So from Tennessee, he played at Tennessee. I have a first cousin, Kendrick Jones, who actually played at Tennessee with Peyton Manning.
Okay,
he was
yeah.
a senior. Peyton Manning was a freshman. And he actually caught Peyton Manning's first touchdown pass, first college touchdown pass.
How cool.
So I have that little connection there. But just to see his career and throughout his career, you know, people labeling him a bust in the playoffs and that he couldn't win in the big game, and now to be a two-time champion, a guy from the University of Tennessee, I think that's an amazing feat.
Hey, former NFL running back with the Houston Texans, the Patriots, and the Saints, Chris Taylor, our very own. We claim him. We love him. Chris Taylor, one of the producers right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Chris is the producer on Steve Saban's show, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You definitely got to check out Steve. He's one of our favorites. And what's the other program that you're working on here locally on ESPN?
It's actually Reality Check with Barry Warner and Dylan Gwynn. It's a local on ESPN 97.5 Houston locally, and we have a lot of fun. It's Reality Check. We keep it real on that show. We keep it real.
That's like a two-on-one fast break.
You can say that. You can say that. We keep it real, and we just have a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let's keep it real. Let's talk about Peyton Manning's career. Is it over?
For me personally, I think it should be over, but you just never know when you have players that great or just any athletes, period. It's hard for them to just walk away. Even if they're on top, it's still hard for them to walk away. Most of the time, it's football players. We have to leave, whether it's through injury or, you know, a guy get cut and a team doesn't pick him up. But for me, I feel like he needs to leave out on top like John Elway did.
Why would he stay? I mean, do you think it's just an addiction to winning? I mean, that's got to be hard. You understand that as an athlete.
Right. Addiction to winning, being around the guys, just playing the game he's been playing since he was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and now to all of a sudden he's about to be 40 years old and he have to transition into another career. I mean, he has the finances, he has all the resources, but just the uncertainty of what's next can be a problem for most guys. I know, you know, a lot of times, you know, guys, you know, they have their degrees, but, you know, when you get out there into the real world, you know, sometimes people don't care that you played in the NFL and you don't have that experience. But in Peyton Manning's situation, you know, he can go and be a GM. He can go be an owner of a team. He can be a broadcaster. So he has, sure, a lot of options to choose from. So that's not something he has to worry about.
You know, Chris, I totally agree with you. And I think back to during the Super Bowl game, one of the cutaway shots, just seeing all of his family there. I mean, he's got young kids. You got to think long term. It was just a few weeks ago, we had Ray Lucas on, the former quarterback with the Jets. He suffered 20 concussions throughout his 7-year career. And I know many times our paths cross here, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, and just the physical pain that you deal with daily. I mean, not weekly, but I mean, every single day. I mean, it hurts to get up, doesn't it?
Right. Every single day. I'm 4 years removed and I'm still doing physical therapy every week. I'm still going to chiropractors, and I played 6 years. So just imagine what Peyton Manning feels like. I think he's at 18 years. Just imagine what a Brett Favre feels like. So, you know, that pain is going to always be there. And you have to, when you're done playing, you still have to, you know, take the steps to get your body right and try to feel as normal as you can.
Hey, Chris Taylor with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us in studio on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. Chris, reach out to our audience. Where can they connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at CBTaylor27.
Okay, so Peyton Manning, I want to continue this conversation. Wins his second Super Bowl. What does this championship with the Broncos do for his legacy? Does it take it up to another level? I mean, we know that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. I think this just solidifies him as one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Even though he had won, people were still questioning, you know, whether he was that great or not because he didn't perform well in the playoffs. But now that he has two, I think he solidified his place as one of the top quarterbacks to play the game.
Okay, now you're a proud daddy, and I have to ask you this question. I mean, what were your takeaways on the post-game speech? I mean, I'm not sure anyone's really talked about it, but as a parent, I just kind of, you know, grimaced just a bit. I mean, I love the fact that he was talking about, I want to get my priorities right. You know, first thing I want to do when they're asking about retirement, I want to go right. Kiss my wife, you know, hug my kids, hug my family. But he kept talking about it. It was a repetitive theme, like, I want to go drink a lot of Budweiser.
I mean, he wanted to drink a beer. I think Peyton,
he didn't want to just drink a beer. I mean, he wanted to get, like, loaded.
He wanted to get drunk. I think he wants to get drunk. He wants to celebrate. But for me, I'm not a drinker. My wife, she's not a drinker. Hopefully, when my daughter grows up, she won't be a drinker. But, you know, a lot of kids are watching that. And, you know, I don't know, you know, people are not talking about it. But, you know, kids do listen. So, you know, when you have high school kids, middle school kids, college kids, now when they win the big game, maybe they say, hey, I want to drink a lot of beer and go and get drunk and celebrate like Peyton. So sometimes you have to watch that. You know, the platform that you're on, you have to be careful with your words.
You know, I'm thinking of someone like even a Kurt Warner. I doubt that he would ever say something like that.
No, I don't think Kurt Warner is a drinker. I don't think he's a drinker. But Peyton, you know, Peyton has been known to have a good time off the field.
Okay, Chris Taylor with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Another quick hit, just talking about Peyton Manning. How challenging physically do you think this season has been for him as he gets ready to step back now and really evaluate what he's going to do, you know, moving forward? You just have, I mean, he missed, what, 6 games?
Right. I mean, as a football player, you're never 100%. And to be his age and to have the injuries that he's gone through, obviously it was tough for him. And those 6 games, missing those 6 games was probably better for him because he was able to rest and get his body back the way it's supposed to be. But he was always going to play through pain. You see, he didn't really he wasn't the same Peyton Manning that we're used to seeing. So obviously his game is diminishing a little bit. And I think he should just walk away. I mean, just walk away. You're on top. You know, don't risk any serious injury by trying to continue to play and not wanting to advance to your next career.
Okay, a quick question before we go to commercial break, what do you think was the key to the Broncos' defense being so dominant this season? Because that was a huge storyline.
I mean, you got to go with Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips, he's been a guy who's had his ups and downs throughout his career. And you know, they let him go here at Houston, and he had a point to prove. You know, he's always been a guy that ran good schemes on defense. And he had guys like DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. You know, you got T.J. Ward on the back end, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris. So, you know, he has those guys in place that can – to really make some plays to make that defense jail.
Hey, we are recapping Super Bowl 50 with our very own Chris Taylor, former NFL running back, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead.